Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
All right, welcome to Cash Flows. I'm your host today, and really every other day, Cash Matthews, coming to you from high atop the Elevate co-working station in beautiful downtown Tulsa. Actually, we're south of downtown Tulsa. We're glad you're here. You know, in life and business, in the entrepreneur world, sometimes we get stuck and it's just hard to get things going. We get a little stranded. I call it running through the mud. And if you've ever wished that you could just copy off of your neighbor to find out the solution to some of these big questions of life, we call that pursuit the good life. And, you know, third grade for me, Kenneth, was tough because I got busted for cheating, for copying off of my neighbor. And my teacher also happened to be my Aunt Dorothy, and so she had to make sure to make an example out of me.
Right.
And she asked me after the beating had subsided, why are you copying off of Joe Mark Cowden? And I thought it was the dumbest question I'd ever heard. And I said, well, Aunt Dorothy, he is smarter than I am. And in third grade, that's a problem. But in life, it is a great attribute to copy off of those people around you that are making strides, that have taken some chances. So if you're that person that's trying to take the next step, you're going to love Cash Flows. Our philosophy is fire, aim, ready. And then it just implies take the next step. Whatever the next step is, you don't have to take it perfectly. You should just take the next step. You know, the graveyard is full of all these great songs and poems and answers to diseases and cures and thoughts because the people never actually pulled the trigger. So today we pull the trigger on some stuff. And I am ready to pull the trigger and introduce my co-conspirator, Mr. Kenneth Bauckham. Kenneth, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome's not really appropriate.
I don't know. You were talking about pulling the trigger. I guess that's better than the alternatives.
Well, that's an excellent point. But, you're kind of the gatekeeper here. So,
yes.
Anyway, glad to be working with you again today.
Got the hands on the volume controls.
Hands on the volume controls, buddy. Let's go.
Yeah. So I know we're trying to impart daily wisdom, right, to all of our entrepreneurial friends, new and old, young and seasoned. In the game of owning a business and doing that. So, what kind of wisdom do we have today? I feel like we probably need to talk a little bit about, manners.
I think that's a good topic.
All right.
And I call these business building brick something or others.
Okay.
I'm trying to come up with a cool,
Triple B. Yeah. We should work on the cool name off air. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's work on that. So, you know, if you're out there building a business today, there are so many little things to know. Most of them can be learned in a 1-3 minute conversation. And most of education begins first with awareness. And it took me a while to figure this out as an early entrepreneur in my early 20s about how am I presenting myself? How do I come across? Am I eating with my mouth open? You know, how far up my nose is my finger? And some of the things that when you're a young person that you don't think about. But those habits often endure. And I wanted to just do a quick section on business manners, because I think how you treat other people always ultimately reflects in how they might treat you back. And we could literally go for hours on business etiquette. And I'm just going to do a few things that are on my mind lately. You know, I think the number one thing you can do in the world of polite business manners is show up on time.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is a big deal, because if you don't have the respect for somebody to show up on time, you know, I think you're just off to a bad start. And for those times that you are, I think we've all been unavoidably late for whatever reason. Today, the highway was backed up, or the dog ate my homework, or whatever the reason is. A short, quick text like, hey, I've been delayed. I'm 5 minutes late. And we work it from there. I think the number one rule of business manners is about being on time. I think the second rule of business manners that will absolutely revolutionize your business is predictable, correct, exact follow-up. Hmm. I think that falls in the category of manners rather than strategy. I've said, hey, Kenneth, I'll get you that document, that piece of paper, that article, and I'll get it to you right away. And you get it to them right away. And it gives you, it's not an obligation, it's an opportunity to show yourself worthy, to show yourself, hey, this person means enough to me that I am going to follow up and honor my word. And I've got a few others that we could go through. And, you know, man, I'm a hick from the sticks. And I mean, it took me a while for my wife to go, you know, you don't eat with your mouth shut. ain't anybody going to do business with you. Like, you just eat ugly. And, you know, I was like, I never really thought about that.
And I'm just hearing Katie say this to you, by the way. I mean, you did an exact impersonation of her voice when you say that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And so that's just a starting point. How do you come across the lunch table, the coffee table, when you're there with a potential client, prospect, friend? You know, at the end of this, we're all just trying to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you the kind of friends I don't want. And, like, I don't want my friends blowing their nose at the table.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of my big deals. Like, oh, God.
And when they do that,
I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was grotesque.
Yeah.
Are there any other body function things you're going to be doing?
Anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah. Can we just get those out of the way before we go on to the main part of the presentation? And a lot of it can be about grooming and, you know, it's a delicate subject,
mm-hmm.
nose hair, mm-hmm. facial hair. How do you look? And I'm not talking about looking perfect. I'm just talking about taking care of fix the things that are fixable.
Yeah.
And as you go into an appointment, manners matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to be a manners expert, send a thank you card after every appointment. Man, there is no better thing to do. Then you've had an hour with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and I always view that as them giving me something, which is their time, and time is precious. And I think one of the great things we can do in business is, hey, thanks for spending time with me last week at Mojo's.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. I hope we can connect again soon. And you do that with every appointment, and then all of a sudden you're known as somebody that's just nice to do business with.
Yeah.
And when people are starting to remember, hey, who am I going to refer out for this next deal? Your name should automatically float to the top. So manners maketh the man.
I heard
that in a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it must be true.
And what I'm wondering about is why you chose my section today for that. Is just a little something you're trying to fill in the blanks here for me? Like, well, drop some not-so-subtle hints?
I know this. We said this was a podcast. It's actually an intervention.
Okay. Yeah. Do what you got to do to get me here.
Yeah, that's a total sham. All right, well, I think we're ready to get on with the show then.
Yeah, let's do that.
You ready for that? This is going to be a good day right here.
Oh, it is.
You know, we started this group called the Bong Group, the Business Owners Networking Group. And the way we started it is we just began. We just fired. We just had a meeting with three people. And then that moved into a meeting with 12 people. And we call them the original 12. Like, you know, that was kind of a big deal. And one of the original 12 was Mr. Clarence Shaw. We have Clarence in the studio with us today. Clarence, hello. Say hi to your fans.
Hey, everybody. I'm so glad to be here, Cash. Thank you for having me. Kenneth, I appreciate what you're doing back here on the sound. Nice. You keeping the crowd toned down for the applause.
Yes,
except when appropriate, of course.
Right.
Well, yeah. We don't want to squelch people.
Well, sure.
I mean, they're clapping through the whole thing. It's just a matter of when we turn the
Absolutely.
Volume up.
Absolutely.
That's a little bit much. But we met Clarence at the Business Owners Networking Group. At a time, I was relatively brand new to Tulsa, and I think you were just kind of coming back into business.
Yeah, really, pretty much. So I had been doing it for a little bit, but I had never done any networking of any sort. And so, you know, with the encouragement of my wife, she's like, hey, I saw her at this group. I think you should go check it out. And, you know, I'm definitely glad I did. It's been absolutely one of the best things professionally, and it's been great personally. Just the friendships I developed, getting to know you, getting to know Kenneth, and it's just been phenomenal.
And now we hang out together.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the most fun that you could have.
Yeah, right. And you have an intervention for me, and it's going to be broadcast.
Yeah,
when
your buddies will do an intervention online and then
promote
it to tens of thousands of people.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, I think that's a quality intervention.
Yeah, that's love right there.
Feeling the love. All right. So, Kenneth, what's your experience been then with the Bong Group? Now, number one, you're one of the people who's helped develop it.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, you've invited people. You've been to almost every event. Your company, shopcmcustoms.com, provides all the plaques and all of the nice things that we do for the members. What's your experience been, though, from a friendship standpoint and then a business standpoint?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, from a friendship standpoint, it's probably the most valuable aspect of the Bong. You know, it's great. Everybody wants a business. Everybody wants to make money. But, I mean, in real life, you kind of get to succeed more based on the people you have in your life.
Right.
And that's what's really been powerful. You know, I was very fortunate that I got to come into this group when there was just a dozen of us.
Just 12, yeah.
You know, walked into the Tulsa Country Club, not knowing anybody. It was definitely less intimidating than walking into a group of, 80 people or 50 people that all know each other quite well at this point.
Right.
So, no, it was really fun. You know, I got to meet you, and I believe Katie was there at the first one.
Katie was there,
and,
yeah.
There's a couple of people that are still around. I think, you know, not everybody comes to all the meetings anymore, and that's wonderful that that happens.
Yeah, they're still going.
Yeah, but no, it was really fun, you know, to get to do that and get to meet everybody and get to, you know, start participating right off.
Right.
You know, as opposed to trying to come in and figure out later on, you know, where do I fit? You know, I had the advantage and the opportunity to get to, okay, figure out where I fit very quickly.
Right. And you fit in exactly. Like, you really helped develop this group in a great way.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
And you know, I noticed that. But more importantly than that is, like, we became buddies.
Absolutely.
And when I tell the Bong story, I tell mine and your story. Like, I met this dude. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know him. He shows up. We were both kind of nervous.
Yeah.
And now we do things together.
Exactly. And we went on a cruise together.
We went on a cruise. Well, not in the, you know, our wives were there.
Right, right. That, yeah, that just sounded, you and I went on a cruise for, you know.
No, we did not do a dude. Hey, come on the all-dude cruise.
Right. Yeah. I don't think I'd be signing up for that one. But no, it's been a lot of fun just getting to hang out. And again, there's just been so many people that, you know, it's been good for me. It's been good for my wife. And now it's good for my son as he's starting his business.
Right.
And so it's just cool to get to see people that encourage and support you. Because, you know, if people that don't own a business can't really understand. And that's what's magical about this group is, you know, most of the people own a business or at least they're a commission-only salesperson or something like that. And they really understand where you're coming from.
Right.
And they can sympathize with you. I guess more better, more accurately than somebody that doesn't. It's just a standard employee.
Well, I mean, you probably think the same way I do then. Business as a entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, it's kind of lonely.
It very much can be. And that's where I was before this group came along. You know, I worked at home. You know, I had my church family, but, you know, that's just a couple of days a week. Maybe you hang out some outside of that.
Right.
But, you know, this was something different to kind of get me, I guess, re-engaged again.
Right. So we had your son on the show.
Yes.
That has to make you feel pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
That, like, you know, he used to be this little baby and now he's doing podcasts.
Right. Absolutely. It's very cool. I think he was one of the first ones that you had.
Yeah.
He was interviewed.
He was in the first five, I think. And then your friend Allison.
Yep. Actually, she's my cousin.
Allison was on the show.
Yeah. I heard that she was on here earlier today.
Yeah. So. Well, she was yesterday, right?
Yeah. Oh, yesterday? Okay.
Yeah, she did a great job and she's a dynamo.
Oh, yeah. Love her. Very proud. Sweet. I want to call her a girl because I remember, you know, her growing up as a child, but, you know, very sweet young lady.
Yeah. She's doing good things up in Collinsville.
Absolutely.
Well, so we've all had a similar experience with this Bong group. It's an odd group and it's got a weird name. But,
oh, absolutely.
But we're making real friends through it.
Well, for sure.
And, you know, if we get 10 years down the road and all we did is make a few friends.
Then that's okay.
I think most people get through an entire life and don't have that.
Oh, yeah.
And here we are making friends with each other. So that is awesome. So we want to dig into the business side.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got some video from when you were 13.
Okay.
We have some questions.
Okay.
I'm just kidding about that. We don't have any questions. We all did the same thing.
Yeah, we're all stupid kids.
Oh, my goodness. Well, isn't it good that the internet wasn't available when I was a kid?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It was available, but it's AOL dial-up days whenever I was, you know, around that age.
Yeah? You know, remember that sound, that dial-up sound?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. I was waiting on, you know, our sound engineer to go ahead and, hit us up.
Well, it takes so long to play.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because you have to put in the one disc and then the other. And
that's right. That's right.
Dual floppy, double density dynamo disc.
Yes.
The 6D disc.
With turbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, everyone's got the turbo. Well,
yeah, yes. Definitely nothing to miss about those days.
Well, so I want to hear about, I know you started CM Customs.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners can find you at shopcmcustoms.com.
That is correct.
And your fans can find you there.
Yep.
I want to know what you did right before that.
So before I even started CM Customs.
Before that was going, because something led to CM Customs.
Sure.
And I'm gonna kind of roll our thing back just a little bit.
Okay,
you worked in the corporate world.
Yeah, so I'll kind of go back a couple of steps, if that's okay.
Yeah,
so, so basically started my career after high school as a draftman for a very large company, and it was a, you know, contract metal stamping. So you kind of think of high volume, you know, running hundreds of thousands of parts a day, very noisy. It was a very cool experience. So worked in that environment in a multitude of roles for about 18 years.
Oh, wow.
And so it was really fun. I learned a lot, you know, started off as I guess I was 19 when I was there, 18 or 19 is before I was even married. And so, you know, did that for a very long time, kind of moved up through management there and got to experience, you know, what it's like to work for a multinational company that has, you know, 130,000 employees. And, you know, it teaches you a lot about how corporations run, about how life can be very different. You know, it's very, very structured. You have a very certain way you do everything.
Right. You have a predictable paycheck usually.
Right. Yeah. Typically.
Predictable lunch hour.
Yeah. Well, not that, but, you know, the paycheck.
Oh, yeah. Just the paycheck. Okay.
Yeah. When you're in management, nothing's predictable about your time.
I got it. Okay. And so walk me through that job into CM Customs.
Yeah. So I had a stint of about 3 years for another company here as a Tulsa area product identification company. And so I did that for a while, and it's a great smaller company, so I kind of learned a different viewpoint on things.
Right.
And so then CM Customs started as a side hustle. You know, I bought a small little hobby laser that was not good for doing a whole lot of things. But, you know, it was, I think I spent $400 on it, and, you know, I had a background in industrial, you know, lasers. You know, instead of using a $500,000 machine, I was using a, you know, $400 machine.
Yeah, $500,000, $400,000,
right.
Whatever it takes.
They do the same thing.
Pocket change.
And so, yeah, I started doing that, did some little craft shows and pop-ups and, you know, started selling some things on Etsy and just kind of, you know, ended up really enjoying it.
Right.
And so, you know, kind of made some side money, and that's, you know, I didn't really envision anything other than that whenever I started doing it.
Right. You're just doing it for the joyful part and a little bit of money followed.
Sure. And spending money was always good to have. Who doesn't like extra money, right?
Well, that's true. But then there was a day.
Then there was a day. So, you know, then in guess it would be 2019, ended up getting laid off from the company I was at, and, you know, started, you know, immediately I tried to get right back into that same world because, you know, that's what I had been doing for 20 some years. So you kind of go right back into it, and, you know, nothing was really working out, no great job offers, no great anything. And then, you know, one day my wife Missy and I had a conversation, and she's like, you know, maybe God doesn't want you to go back into something that you really are burned out doing. Because I was very burned out doing what I was doing.
Right.
I mean, I was good at it, but I didn't really like it anymore.
So do you feel like you were just doing it for the paycheck then?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I was doing it.
Yeah, that's a hard road when you're just doing it for the money. There has to be something in it for you besides the paycheck.
Right. And don't get me wrong, a nice paycheck is a wonderful thing to have.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's, who doesn't like a little bit of job security, right?
Me.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story.
Right, right.
I've just never known it, so.
No, well, then there you go.
Yeah.
If you never known it, then it's a whole other thing.
Right. Sorry, that was a flippant remark. I'd like, can you erase that? Thank you.
See, he can, but you know he won't.
Yeah, he won't. He'll add to it. He'll add an applause track to it.
Yeah, pretty much. It'll be something like that that'll be deprecating to you and somehow.
So you got CM Customs going from hobby.
Mm-hmm.
To actual career beginning in 19, like,
so 19 really didn't do anything for us. We decided, you know what, let's just go all in. Let's see what we can make of this. And it was very slow. It kind of picked up because we were making, you know, 100% effort into this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
And so, of course, the business grew some. We upgraded our equipment and started being a lot more intentional about it.
Right.
But really, and this is one of the things. So when 2020 came around, and we all know what happened in March of 2020. And
yeah.
For a lot of people, that was a very hard time. For us, it was the best thing that ever happened to our business.
Really? Please do explain.
So we went from, you know, really not making enough to get by to all of a sudden we're buying thousands of dollars of equipment just to be able to keep up with demand.
Wow.
And so it was, you know, wonderful opportunities for us to really grow the business. And so while it was a time that I wouldn't care to repeat in history, you know, it was a very great time to launch our business.
So were people just home more and wanted to, I mean, some of the stuff that you make is amazing. In fact, we've talked about it on many other shows when we do your ad.
Well, thank you.
Why were people buying more, I guess, online?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of people are shopping online, you know, because we all remember the days when you had stimulus money.
Right.
So people, you know, get thousands of dollars of, you know, money just, hey, here you go. You know, your great-great-grandkids will pay for this, but, you know, go have fun right now.
Right.
And so, you know, lots of discretionary money, and they were spending it with us. But really the thing that really, that we just made lots on that year was, you know, selling the face shields that everybody, you know, was wearing at the time.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so we got connected with the company that was doing that. We were just making thousands and thousands of face shields.
Were those like the plastic? Like,
yep. It's like exactly. Yep.
Riot police kind of.
Yeah. How can you have like your headband and like the plastic sheet that pop on there? And so, yeah, we were making, you know, thousands of those a day.
Wow. Okay. Do you have any more of those left that we could play with?
I can find some somewhere.
We've got a little, you know, Power Ranger thing that we're going to be doing.
Okay. I can hook you up with that. If I don't have them, I know a guy that can make them.
So, I mean, what a time that was though.
Yeah, it really was.
The answer to the problem lands in your lap with face shields.
Right.
And we're, okay. So did they work?
Oh, yeah, they worked very well. It was a unique design. It wasn't our design, but it was a very unique design. They worked well. And, you know, of course, that was a season. You know, those did not continue on forever. But it really kind of gave us, you know, some working money to really start doing other things and gave us confidence to start doing other things.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you go have a good month or quarter or half a year, you're like, hey, this actually worked.
Right. Now we can actually do this.
So what's it like for you then going from corporate life, and this is my favorite question, into this independent life? You got very busy.
Mm-hmm.
What were you facing? Because for me, that sounds fearful. Was it at all scary for you going from this A to this B?
Oh, for sure. You know, because I had spent my entire life, you know, working for corporations.
Right.
So that's all I knew. I didn't, you know, I growing up, you know, my dad was self-employed. So I kind of had, you know, some picture of what that was like, but I had never done that.
Okay. And here's the question that everybody wants to know, because our listeners and your fans out there, how do you overcome fear when you're out there trying to go build your business and you need to go get going, but you're afraid?
Right.
You know, you want to run, but you also feel like curling up in the fetal position.
You know, and,
how do you handle that?
You know, there's not one answer to that. You know, there's a multiple of things that I did that helped me to get through that. So first off was, you know, support from, you know, my family.
Right.
You know, my wife was a great support through that. But, you know, I spent a lot of time, you know, really even just leaning on God through it.
Sure.
You know, because without him, like, there is no way this would have happened. There is no way the business would have done anything. And I have, you know, fully aware it's not that Clarence is this good. You know, it's because we're very blessed in what we do.
Right. So I'm going to, one of my favorite people that I have ever met is Missy Shaw.
She is a wonderful person.
And I mean, like, there are guys wondering, how do you do that?
Oh,
like,
I wonder that.
Oh, she is wonderful. We had such a great time with you guys on the cruise, and she is so joyful.
Absolutely.
Do you get to work with her in your business a little bit?
We do some. You know, so she works. She's the executive pastor at our church.
Right.
So, you know, that's where, you know, that's her job. But yeah, no, we get to work together some, so it's nice. You know, we get to collaborate. We do some events together from time to time. And, you know, when she has the time available, she gets to come hang out at the Bong events too.
All right. So talk about, the setup then. So are you do you have a shop? How do you make all the stuff?
So, yeah. So, you know, just like everybody would think of, you know, we don't have a big shop building. Everybody thinks you hear lasers, you hear printers. Oh, you have a big shop building. Like, no, we don't. So we work out of our home.
Okay.
So, you know, instead of having cars in the garage, you know, we have, you know, two different laser engravers and a variety of other power tools and a 20-ton hydraulic press, which, you know, you need to have all that stuff for your garage.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
He has lasers.
Lasers.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what a laser actually is, but, you know. I watched that one show where all the wrestling guys were named, like, laser and phaser and taser. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to have you over sometime and correct that.
I would love to watch how all of that works.
And honestly, I can't believe I haven't had you over to show you that for as long as we've known each other. But yeah,
I blame you for that.
It's all on me.
There are some people whose jobs I would really like. I go online and I watch power washing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a power washing guy here today.
Nice.
And do you ever do anything dumb like that? Because I like to watch power washing and land clearing. Those are like my two favorite.
Okay. Well, my favorite is dash cam video and police chases.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, that's up there.
Yeah, that's interesting too. Yeah.
You know, saying it out loud doesn't sound as cool as I had it.
Well, you think, I like to wash guys power wash, you know.
Yeah, I need to rethink how I verbalize that.
That doesn't sound high-end excitement, you know, like police chases, like, you know, Kenneth likes to watch.
I can't wait to introduce myself at the next networking event.
Right.
What do you like to do, Cash? I like to watch power washing.
Right, it's really cool. They take water and they clean stuff.
They clean things. And like, he had an 8-gallon-a-minute system, and like, that's giant. And I'm sorry.
High power.
I'm wrecking Clarence's interview here.
Well, hey, you know, we're just having a conversation, right? You know, you got to see wherever the rabbit trail goes.
Well, and let's go down that rabbit trail, because you make a lot of amazing things.
Yeah, thank you.
And the way that you work is well noted in our community. What's your favorite thing to make, though? What are you getting the most feedback on?
So, you know, the favorite thing to make, and is definitely not our most profitable thing to make, but it really has the most meaning to it. So let's say that you have a recipe that was your grandma's and it's in her handwriting.
Right.
So what I will do is I will take and create an exact digital duplication of that and then engrave it or laser engrave it into a cutting board. or, you know, some other sort of, you know, decoration that you would like.
And wait, it's actually, and I knew you did something like that, but it would be in my grandmother's handwriting?
It would be exactly in her handwriting, yeah. So what a lot of people will do is this isn't knocking them, but they will trace it. I'm not a fan of tracing it. I don't, because then it's not their handwriting anymore. I want it to be your grandma's, your mom's, whoever's.
Right.
And whether it be a recipe or a note or, you know, whatever it may be, anything to convert somebody's handwriting into a gift or memento.
Right.
And it's just lots of fun. You know, it's one of those, like, first we started doing those, I get these messages back from people like, oh, I opened this up and it made me cry. And,
yeah.
You know, at first I'm like, oh, I'm making people cry. You know, like, I don't like to make somebody cry. And I was like, but those are happy tears.
You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not a tax person. You don't want to make people cry.
Right. But no, it's a lot of fun to do those. It always has really a sentimental value to it.
Yeah, it does. I think that, now I did not realize that it's actually in their handwriting.
Yep, it is. Yep.
All right. I have my grandmother's entire recipe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate I have my grandmother's recipe box as well.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, we need to check into that. Hey, you know what, Kenneth? Let's do a quick commercial break.
Yeah, sure.
And say thank you to our sponsors who breathe life into this wonderful show. Who do we have today?
Yeah, thanks, Cash. So today we're going to talk about CM Customs. Embark on a journey into the realm of affordable custom gifting and branded excellence with CM Customs. From custom trophies to personalized closing gifts, lake maps, drinkware, and professional branding items, we're your go-to for unmatched customization, making you the hero of every occasion. Learn more at shopcmcustoms.com.
One of our favorite sponsors and one of our favorite people, we have Clarence Shaw here with us today. You can find Clarence and his online presence at shopcmcustoms.com. You can find him. Are you on Instagram and all those things?
Yeah, so at Instagram and on Facebook, you can find us at shopcmcustomsinc. Or no, I'm sorry, cmcustomsinc is where you can find us. And then, and on YouTube, you can find us at cmcustomsok.
And then what is your MySpace page?
You know, we'll get back to you on that one.
Napster?
Yeah.
Are you on Napster, MySpace, or LimeWire?
Yeah, we're still active on all of those platforms.
All those. You can find Clarence almost anywhere out there.
Everything that died in the early 2000s, we're still active on it.
Don't say that. That's just negative.
Right.
I'm still hanging on. Tom was my first friend.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I remember those days.
Those were good days. So part of what you do is you work with entrepreneurs.
Correct. Love
and,
doing that.
You did something that I took it as a favor, and you made a badge for me.
Well, absolutely.
That said Mr. Bong.
Yes.
And some knucklehead had said, hey, I had lunch today with Mr. Bong. And before I could delete the post, you've made a name badge.
Right. And of course, you have two people to thank for that one. You have, of course, the gentleman that nicknamed you that. And
yeah, then Scott Mose. We're gunning for you.
I didn't know if you're going to call Scott out or not.
No, we're calling him out. So, great guy.
You have Scott Mose on there. And then, you know, once Missy saw it, she's like, we've got to make him a name tag that says Mr. Bong. Because why not?
Missy's so joyful, you don't realize that she's the instigator for many pranks.
Oh, yeah, of course. We work well together on the pranks like that.
I recall a shirt that you made. For me. Do you recall the name of that shirt?
Yeah, there's at least one that I can think of. The most recent one, of course, have to be the Chutney King.
Chutney King, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to go into that today. We only have 4 hours to talk, but that's a long story. So talk about what you do for entrepreneurs professionally.
Yeah, of course. And so, you know, especially as entrepreneurs, as a small business owner myself, like I get that you kind of maybe you feel like, do you fit in? Do you belong? And it almost seems like a goofy thing to have like a name tag. But, you know, you go to a networking meeting, like, say, our Bong Live events that we have, and you go in there and you have the paper sticker that says, hello, my name is, and you write your name down.
Right.
Just like every other event you go to. And it doesn't, to me, have any kind of a feeling to it.
Right.
So, but when you have a name tag that has your company logo on it and your name on it, and it's just like, oh, I feel like I belong. I feel like I fit in a little bit more. And we've had that said to us by so many people. It's like, you know, I feel legit now.
Right. Yeah, I think how you show up in this economy has something to say.
It matters.
And these people that are coming in with these cool, and I still haven't worn my Mr. Bong thing, but my wife wears her Mrs. Bong.
Yep, she wears Mrs. Bong, and of course your daughter has the little Bong.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I get all that.
Yeah, yeah, so of course you have that. You know, it's just really fun because it's a very inexpensive item to get, but, you know, it really helps people to feel like they fit in, like they belong, like they should be there.
So how do you make a name tag? Do they just send you data or files.
So it's super easy. I try to avoid that when I can. So we have a design tool on our website. You just go in there, you design your own name tag and submit the order, and then it's good to go.
So are people putting their logos on their name tags?
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you just go to, you know, go to our website, go to shopcmcustoms.com, go to the product branding, and then you will find the name tag section.
So you have made shirts, you've made name tags, you've made these cutting boards. I know that you did, what did you do for the USA BMX people? I don't recall, but I know that was somebody you met through the Bong.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. What did we do for them? So we did a rush order of coffee cups for them.
Right.
So, you know, they had an event coming up and it just kind of slipped through the cracks of, oh, hey, you know what? We are out of coffee cups and we need some.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, so he, you know, they reached out to us again, knowing them through the Bong group.
Right.
And so like, hey, we need some coffee cups. Like, okay, great. When you need them? He's like, now.
Yeah. Yeah. And now o'clock.
It's like, okay. And so I think it was right about 30 hours later, we, you know, had them, you know, a couple of cases of coffee mugs made and delivered to them. That way they had them in time for their the event. Cause I believe the Nationals was going on in Tulsa at that time.
There's a big event coming up. And
so with, you know, thousands and thousands of people coming through, they wanted to have swag that they could sell.
Right.
Because, you know, who doesn't want to have your own, like, you know, own brand, something on something.
Absolutely. Well, good. So, like, so from order to delivery, where were you?
As far as time?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right at 30 hours.
Okay.
Wow.
Do we have a sound for that?
It'll be interesting to see what he comes up with.
There we go.
There you go. I'm always good at the cash register ringing.
And then it's always nice to make a client like that who knows now they can count on you.
For sure. Yep. And it's a good relationship to build because, you know, we demonstrated our, you know, never worked with them before.
Right.
And so a first time approach, like, hey, we need this now. So we take care of them. And of course, you got to know when they need their next order or they need something else, you know, we're going to be top of mind for them.
Right. Yeah. Top of mind marketing. That's something that we promote. And you've done a fantastic job with that.
I try. And so another thing that we'd like to do is, you know, we're big on, you know, client gifts and appreciation gifts, you know, whether you own a roofing company or you're a realtor, you know, like, why not give your customers, if you're going to give them something to help them remember you.
Yeah. It's something unique.
I mean, gift cards, everybody loves getting a gift card. You know, if somebody gives you a $100 Amazon gift card, it's really cool at the time. A week and a half, 2 weeks later, you have no idea who gave you that gift card.
But something that's unique, personal, like that cutting board thing, that's like the greatest idea ever.
Yeah.
And like, I can't imagine a realtor or mortgage person, you know, in my world, I'm only allowed to give gifts of $50 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Does it fit into that category or is that close?
Yeah, it does. We have, you know, we will work with basically whatever budget somebody has. We can do closing gifts as, you know, as low as $20.
Wow.
Up to, of course, if you want to spend hundreds of dollars, we are glad to, you know, to manage that request as well.
Do you have the ability to mail gifts?
We do. We did quite a few of that last Christmas for some realtor friends of ours that, you know, we went ahead and they had, say, 50 gift sets that he wanted to order. And so he sent me a list of the clients and we fulfilled everything for them.
You know, I've worked with realtors a great deal and I've tried to, educate them on gift giving
because
it's not very much.
No, it's not.
I mean, if you have 100 clients and you spend $50 a client on a nice gift, that's $5,000 in a year. But how many extra, you know, I mean, that's not that, you know, for the realtor, it's not that much money.
No, and it's not. And especially you can do something like, you know, of course I have my shamelessly displayed water bottle here.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see it.
And so, you know, you're going to have that there. So let's say you're going to give your customer something. You want them to have something they're actually going to use.
Right.
You know, like give them a water bottle, give them a tumbler, give them a cutting board, even put your logo on it, of course.
Right.
You know, but give them something they're actually going to like and want, you know, not just like your standard, oh, hey, here's a pen on it. Okay, great.
Yeah, we did the coffee tumblers, and we just did those as merch. I found out you call it merch.
Right.
We have Bong merch.
Yeah.
And then you did some T-shirts for us.
Yep.
What a lot of fun this has been. Like, I have enjoyed the process very, very much. So what are you working on right now? Like, what's a part of your business you're working on right now that you're trying to grow?
Yeah, so we're really focusing, you know, a lot of this part of the end of last year and going into this year, we're really focusing on growing our awards, plaques, trophies, that sort of thing.
The same stuff you do for the Bong?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just something that we found that, you know, I really enjoy doing that and it makes an impact.
Right.
You know, it's really something special. We will do, you know, your standard plaques and awards, of course, but let's say For an event we have coming up that will probably be before, or after this episode airs, we have the Bong Prom and our awards gala.
Right, annual awards gala, yeah.
So, you know, and we will have some standard items on there, but we will have some, you know, larger custom made items that are unique to this.
Right. Yeah. This is where we bring out the Entrepreneur of the Year.
Right. Coveted position.
Yeah. Coveted position. We've got the Excellence in Motion Award.
Mm hmm. It's going to be exciting to see who gets to win.
I mean, we had the rookie of the year was that Charlotte Harper lady who made me laugh incessantly. So yeah, we're not going to air her podcast.
Right,
she makes me laugh.
That'll just get filed away.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a fun event. And by the way, thank you in advance for your help with that. That's
of course.
I have produced a lot of events, and that one last year was my absolute favorite.
It was a lot of fun. I'm very excited for this year.
Yeah.
Especially doing the themed event. We're doing like a 20s theme. So it's like, that's just a lot of fun to kind of go old school like that.
You know, we're giving out the Hope Award this year again.
Oh, are we?
I've been a company for over 40 years. We've given it out twice.
Okay.
And we have a third recipient of the Hope Award.
Very nice.
But I shan't be telling you who that person is. Well, I'll tell you. Are we gonna you know, he did something neat for us last year. We made the awards, and you put plastic over them,
right? So we had them sitting out on the table to display. That way, everybody could kind of, you know, walk in. They could see, oh, we have all these awards sitting out, but, you know, I had to put some black masking over them. That way, the names were, you know, covered up. So that way, people could kind of have a little bit of excitement of, oh, that's a really cool award. Who's gonna get that?
Yeah,
to build the anticipation a little bit.
That's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Couple more things about your business, and we're going to wrap up in a minute. We're going to get a business tip from you.
Okay.
You're one of the guys out there doing it. But so you're a custom shop. I mean, it's you don't have a catalog necessarily, but you're a custom shop.
Correct.
People bring ideas to you. Mm-hmm. You explain you breathe life into ideas, basically, and you help people show up well.
Absolutely. We try.
Are there people you don't want to work with? Or do you take every order?
Right. So that's something that, you know, every now and then. So we are a custom shop. And so people think we can and do anything and everything.
Right.
You know, and there's some things that, and we do say yes to most of our requests.
Sure. Yeah. Everything reasonable.
Right. But, you know, then we, you know, as a Christian company, we have things that come in sometimes that just don't align with who we are.
Right.
And so, and when those happens, which is infrequent, but when it does, we have partner companies that we hand those people off to.
Right.
And that way, we still want to support them. We still love them. We want them to go get their stuff made. It just may not be something that we're,
that comfortable doing.
Yeah, we're just not going to do it. And then, of course, we have something that, you know, the really power here is something I really started doing this last year is, you know, the power of saying no.
Right.
Because if somebody wants to spend money with you, they're trying to pay you for something, your son's like, oh, of course, yes, I want to do that.
Right.
And then you say yes to enough of those that are outside of your wheelhouse, and you're like, oh, I'm making 50 cents an hour doing this because I should have just said no. So just the power of learning to say, you know, thank you, but that's not really something that we are comfortable with doing. It's not a great fit for who we are. And then we always try to have somebody that we can refer them out to that will do excellent work and take care of them.
Well, I think that's great that even if you aren't comfortable doing a design, that you have a group of people you can send it out to. Because that way you're still taking care of the person.
Absolutely. And that's just one of the powers, again, of networking with groups like the Bong Group.
So a wisdom question.
Wisdom question.
Yeah. If you knew then what you know right now, would you still do it?
As far as like the business?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. I would definitely do it again. Of course, everybody has things that they would do differently, knowing, you know, what you know now.
Right.
You know, yeah, I would still do it for sure.
If you were at your old job today, we don't like to say the time because we like to exist in the mystery space. But on a normal day like this, at a normal job, what would you have been doing mid-afternoon?
Mid-afternoon, I probably, at my last job, would be trying to sort out what went wrong at that moment and how to make it right. Or doing the fun thing of doing some customer supplier audits.
Ooh.
Which those are just as exciting as they sound like they are.
That sounds like reviewing TPS reports or something.
It's just right up there. Or going through a 30-page terms and condition document from, you know, one of our vendors.
Well, we're glad you're here today, and this is an exciting time to
absolutely
to work with you and see you bloom into the economy and become this person that you already are, but you know, to take your business with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So, with that, We'd like to get a nugget from you, a business nugget.
That, get a business nugget.
Yeah, so this is for all those entrepreneurs that are looking for that little tip. So yeah. What say you?
So, I think I put a lot of thought into this question before we came into here. And probably the biggest thing I would recommend, whether it be to my past self or somebody just starting off, is just don't neglect the power of networking.
Right.
I mean, if you're in the Tulsa area, look up the Tulsa Bong, find out who we are, whether right. you have a business or you're just wanting to start one, get plugged in, get connected, because the right. people in that group will understand you unlike any other people in your life.
Right.
Whether personally or professionally, it's just great to be involved with that. And if yeah. you're not in the Tulsa area, find something. There's networking groups everywhere. Find everywhere. The one that works for you.
Right.
They're not all going to be for you, and that's okay.
Right.
But find one you love, find one that's going to love on you, then you can love on them. And just have fun with it.
Well, Clarence, on behalf of the 5,800 members we have today and the 1,000 nice. Daily visitors, I want to say thank you for helping grow this thing from 12 people into what it is today. You've been a giant part of that, and your support and your contribution are equaled only by our friendship, and I thank you greatly for that.
Oh, hey, thank you so much. I seriously appreciate
it. We are actually dudes having fun. So
we are. That's a good time.
That's the best thing ever. So, Mr. Kenneth, you ready to wrap this one up?
Let's do it.
All righty. Well, we are thankful for our guest today, Mr. Clarence Shaw. You can find Clarence online at shopcmcustoms.com. You can find him on Facebook, Instagram. Are you on Twitter?
We are not on Twitter.
Not on,
or we're not on X.
Wait, what? Oh, it's called X. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a twitwit. sorry, it seemed funny at the time. But we're glad that he's here, and we hope that you'll if you're looking for awards or anything unusual that you might want to give as a gift, then that you reach out to Clarence and Missy Shaw. And so for today, you know what? Let's just be nice to each other. You maybe make those good decisions for you, for your company, for your family, for your friends. And more importantly, today would be a great day to forgive somebody. Find somebody today that absolutely does not deserve forgiveness and forgive them anyway, because that's the great gift that we all have, and none of us really deserve it either. And remember, forgiveness, it's not about that other person. It's about you and cutting those chains that tie you down from something that happened such a long time ago that we can no longer control. Forgiveness is about freedom, and that way you can be free to move forward as well. So to our friends out there that continue to like our page and listen to our show and to refer their friends, we thank you. And we want you to know that this show is about you, and we are glad that you are here at Cashflows. Thank you.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.